You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello, welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, here with John Acuff, who is a popular blogger and author of two books, Quitter and Stuff Christians Like, among other writings. John, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Now, you're here in Oklahoma, and you've just finished being part of the State Evangelism Conference. What are some of the things you've talked about and emphasized in your time here?
Well, one of the things I talked about was the danger of fame, and that fame is one of the worst drugs in Christianity right now, and kind of that temptation of fame, and what happens when a pastor goes, if I get a bigger platform, God will get bigger glory. And that often morphs into, if I get a bigger platform, I'll just get a bigger platform. As if God would ever be limited in his glory by the size of your platform. You know, God's never in heaven going, oh, I wanted big glory today, but John's blog traffic wasn't big enough. And so that was one of the things I talked about, was how do you grow a church? How do you grow a ministry without getting lost into some of the things that people get lost in?
It really resonated with our people. You talked about not focusing so much on Google Analytics, but being faithful to what God wants you to do. Now, you're resonating with a whole new generation of Christians. What are some of the things on your mind that you feel are really resonating with young people today?
Well, I think identity. There's a lot of different labels that culture kind of asks you to wear and tries to speak into your identity. And so starting to talk to people about what their true identity is and who establishes that and where it doesn't come from and where it can only come from. So that's been an interesting conversation for me right now, is there's all these different voices and culture is really loud right now. I mean, we see more content than we ever saw before in the history of mankind. And so how do you, as a leader, as a communicator, speak truth into that?
Well, you are an effective communicator, and your book, Quitter, I was hoping you could tell our audience a little bit about that. Where can they get it? What is it about?
Sure. Well, the book is about how we're becoming the I'm but generation. And by that I mean, when I talk to people and say, what do? They tell me the same thing. I'm a teacher, but I want to be an artist. I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I want to start a business. I'm a blank, but I want to be a blank. So it's about that tension of when you have a passion, when you have a dream, and it doesn't match your day job, how do you close the gap between your day job and your dream job? How do you go for broke without going broke? You know, how do you step out in faith in the right way? So that's what Quitter's about. You can get it at Amazon, DaveRamsey.com. There's more information, JohnAcuff.com. If you want to read the first chapter for free, it's at QuitterBook.com. So there's a lot of different ways to check it out.
Outstanding. Did you ever dream you would be in this position, writing, speaking, leading in these ways?
No way. No, for me, that God lets me come and do days like today just reflects the absurdity of his sense of humor and his grace. You know, I think about the broken pieces of my own life and how he's changed that to where I get to share ideas and hopefully get to share with honesty and truth. Like, no, it's fun for me. Like, it's, I mean, but I kind of look back and go, what a God we serve. Like in the prodigal son story, the prodigal son comes home expecting to work and instead he has a party. Like, what God fixes a problem with a party? Like, who does that? Who fixes a bad situation with a party? Our God does. So there's nothing that, you know, it's certainly surprising for me. I'd be such a liar if I said, no, this is what I imagined all along. Like, why wouldn't I be doing this today? Like, this is a complete surprise. I'm humbled and amused by it all. But at the same time, know that we've got a God who delights in us, not likes us, not tolerates, not, you know, is okay with us, delights in us. So, like, the things he does in our lives are just crazy.
Well, your books are refreshing and surprising. Some of your phrases really stick to our ribs. And just one more note before you have to leave Oklahoma. Is there a way we could pray for you? You're a husband and father and are on the road. Is there a way that Oklahomans could pray for you?
Sure. That, I mean, one, thank you so much for asking that question. That's a great question. I would say balancing things. Like, I don't believe in life balance in the sense of things will always be in balance. Like when you train for a marathon, you run more than you would if you weren't training for a marathon. That part of your life is out of balance. But just for me as a dad, as a husband, as a father, that I would be conscious about my family and that we would get to go on this adventure together. And that there'd never be a time where at 30 my kids say, yeah, my dad loved us growing up, but he loved his books more. Or he loved us growing up, but he loved his career more. Being an absentee dad isn't where I'm trying to aim with the speaking, with the traveling. Love to do it, feel called to do it, want to be a good steward of it, but not at the expense of these bigger things God's called me to.
We feel blessed you've joined the State Evangelism Conference, and we will pray for you. And check him out on the web, Google John Acuff, and check out his books, his blogs, and tweets as well. Thanks again for being on here, John.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.